Childhood obesity is no joke. Every year, millions of... Okay, it's kind of funny. Fat little kids waddling around. It's actually hysterical. Parks and Rec, and that's when they're growing. Childhood obesity is no joke. Kids need exercise, and there's no better place than a park or a rec to do that.
So get your kids out there and run their little chubby butts around. You do it for your dog.
And aren't your kids as good, or in some cases, better than dogs? Think about it.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Can you make me feel good?
Yeah.
Well, Doman.
You are correct, sir.
Does it make me feel good?
Yeah.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Look at the fun bags on that hole's helm.
I would have come at you like a tornado made of arms and teeth and fingernails.
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Well, hello and welcome to the podcast for Monday, June 7th, 2010. My name is Tim. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful weekend. Before we get started, I want to turn you on to this fabulous radio contest, and I think we all can participate. Check this out.
93.6 The Toad is giving away a 20,000 square foot house.
And a new car.
And a new airplane.
$100,000 cash.
And an MP3 player.
And here's all you gotta do.
It's the 93.6 The Toad Super Hoop Challenge. Every day at 7:23 a.m.
8:05 a.m.
9:23 a.m.
10:47 a.m.
3:33 p.m.
3:34 p.m.
4 p.m.
And midnight.
We'll announce the serial number of a $10 bill minted between 1966 and 2002. If you have that bill and live in an area code that consists of all odd numbers except 7 and have no more than one vowel in your last name and three children,
all named Larry,
be color 748 on our secret contest line, which you'll find hidden somewhere on the internet. Then all you gotta do is get the words 93.6 The Toad is the best radio station in the entire world, including Antarctica and France and all of Japan, tattooed on the Pope or Deepak Chopra, and get them to show that tattoo on Iranian television while jumping through a flaming hoop on the back of a giraffe that's wearing a football helmet, suspenders, and a jock strap.
That'll qualify you for the Super Hoop Challenge finals in Zambia, where you'll attempt to defeat the rebel army,
vanquish malaria, and ride a tricycle to Egypt.
If you do,
you'll get a key that can start a brand new car. It's juggling plutonium ingots on one foot in the boiler room of a Brazilian tire factory.
That's it.
Go to 93.6thetoad.com/superhoopchallenge/XMTL/???? win.com to sign up now.
If only all radio contests were that simple. Thanks, Gary Warren, for sending that in. That reminds me, you guys, you got something funny? You got something that's like 1 or 2 minutes long? Send it in. I'll put it on the show. Don't be shy. Send it right on in. Email it to timlrice@aol.com or tweet me at VO Chameleon, or just send me a link, message, whatever, on the Facebook or the fan Facebook fan page. Say that 3 times fast. Facebook. Oh, anyway, here's a local Atlanta news story about a nude cleaning service.
Topless, bottomless, even nude cleaning service?
Thanks. Read it over again and again, and then I shared it with my husband. I said, this ain't nothing but legalized prostitution.
Odds and Ends Janitorial and More charges $85 for fully clothed cleaning and $300 for nude full-service cleaning.
Hey, you know, some wife will come home from work one day and see a cleaning service there, and it ain't gonna be nice.
The dirt and the griminess, that's what I do.
Odds and Ends owner Kia Carroll says in today's tough economy,
try to stretch it out and be versatile with a lot of things.
I mean, you know, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What does it sound like?
It would sound like that, like I'm soliciting prostitution, but I'm not.
Perfect. Odds and Ends Janitorial Service. How aptly named. I wonder what extra services you get for that 300% markup. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A nightlight fails to stop a monster. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Tragedy struck the town of Maple Grove last night when a monster broke into the room of 6-year-old Barry Davies. The creature brutally murdered and devoured the boy despite the presence of a protective Power Rangers nightlight. A forensics report says the beast violently shook the child, making him tastier through the release of flavor-enhancing adrenaline. The monster tore off and ate the boy's limbs first, enjoying his screams until the very end. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is calling for a full-scale investigation into the nightlight's failure. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News.
Oh my, how the time flies. That's all the time we have left for this particular episode of the broadcast. Please to be returning tomorrow for more internet comedy fun. Burr, burr.
Get it!